Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39 said, but we are not of those who draw back. We is me, we is you. Hallelujah. We are not of those who draw back to perdition. Perdition means destruction. It means destruction. And you are not one of those people. So get it settled right now, church. Be settled right now. It's not going to happen to you. So just get it settled. Not going to happen to me. I'm not going to do it. Could it? Sure. Sure. None of us are exempt, if you will, from drawing back from faith. But we can declare that we are not of those who draw back.
Amen.
I am not one of those people who draw back. Are you?
No.
No, we're not draw back. But I am one of those who does what? What do I do? I believe. Thank you. What are we? We are believers, but of those who believe. I am not the person. I am not God's daughter who's going to draw back. I am going to be God's daughter who chooses to believe no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what they say, no matter what happens, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long I've been standing on the promises of God. I declare today in the name of Jesus that I will not be God's daughter who chooses to draw back to destruction, but I will be God's daughter.
Amen.
Who chooses to believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And in verse 1 of chapter 11 of Hebrews, it says, now faith is. Now faith is. Not yesterday faith is, not in the sweet by and by faith is, not in the future one day it's going to be if the Lord should have it and will it. Mm-mm. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. I've chosen that I'm not going to draw back. I've chosen that I will believe. And that means that now faith is. Right now. Faith is not yesterday. Church, get it settled right now. If you are pulling on your faith from yesterday, you're stale. Get it present. Get it fresh. Because faith is now. Faith is now. It means that every minute that God gives you breath, you should be in faith. Hallelujah. Not drawing back. Hallelujah. When it says that we're not going to draw back to perdition, to destruction, it means I'm not going to see that promise that I've been declaring for this amount of time destroyed. I am not going to be one who draws back to destruction. You will not see what I've been standing on the promises of God for destroy. Mm-mm, it's not going to happen. Because I choose to believe.
Amen.
Because now faith is.
Yes.
Now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Do you have any thing that you're hoping for? You got a thing or two that you're hoping for? Super glad that he says things hoped for. I got a whole bunch of things that I've hoped for. Praise the Lord. I've got a whole bunch of things hoped for. Amen. I've got a whole bunch of things not seen. I've got a whole lot of things. And I'm so glad God put it that way in the Bible, because I don't have to be feeling guilty or like I'm imposing on him, my Father in heaven. Oh, I got too much I'm asking you for. Get it settled, church. Keep asking. Keep hoping. Keep believing. Your amount of things is not too great for the Creator. Your amount of things that you're hoping for is not bigger than the great I am. So your big pile of what you think is a lot of things, and you don't want to bother God, and you don't want to, you know, upset him and ask for too much and act like you're too selfish. Mm, get it settled right now. Your stuff, your things pile that you're hoping for, your things pile that it's not yet seen, is not too big for God. So don't draw back. Don't draw back. Hallelujah. Believe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So what we've got is we've got to say faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. So let's take a moment and think about what was the promise that God gave you. Think about what was the word spoken over you. Think about the time that you remember releasing your faith for fill in the blank. You got something? right? Something that a thing's not yet seen. Maybe you have one. Hallelujah. Maybe you've got some things not seen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, now faith is. So what is faith? So what is faith? Well, faith is now. We know that when it's supposed to happen. So we've got that. Faith is now. It's happening right now. So these things that you've hoped for, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what does that actually mean? What does that word substance actually mean? It says, so the word of God says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance. Well, you could take that word is away and put an equal sign there. Now, for myself, who's a grammarian, this is faith is the substance, right? So if you just look at faith is the substance, faith is our subject. It's what the main focus is of this verse. And what is it? It's the substance. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We call that a predicate noun, if you want to even know. Faith is substance. It means you can take substance and faith and switch it in the sentence. It's the same exact thing. It's just substance is telling you more about faith. So what is faith? It's substance. What is substance? It's faith. So you could put an equal sign there. Faith equals substance. Well, what do we mean by substance? What we mean is there's support. There is support. So what are the things that you're hoping for? Well, you could hope for a whole lot of things. Let me see if this is... I'm going to take your... But it picks off here and use this, if I may. All right. So let's say you've got quite a few things you're hoping for, right? Quite a few things you're hoping for. So you're hoping for healing, you're hoping for restoration, you're hoping for provision, you're hoping for wisdom, direction, what have you. And these pieces of paper represent these things that you've hoped for, okay? So here I am, I'm a Christian just like you. I'm not going to draw back, but I got all these things that I've hoped for. Well, here they are. So I'm hoping for healing. I'm hoping for provision. I'm hoping for direction, for obstacles to be moved out of my way. Amen. So here I am. That's the thing I hope for. There it is right there. That's it. It's all right there. That's it. There's my things. My things. What are my things lacking? They're lacking support. I can have all the things in the world that I'm hoping for. I can walk around and tell you all day long, these are the things I'm hoping for. I'm hoping, don't you see it? I'm hoping for this. I'm hoping for that. I can tell you all day long about all the things I'm hoping for. Wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be great if? I could keep picking them up and do it over and over again until I'm exhausted. Here it is. Don't you see? This is what I'm hoping for. This is what I'm believing for. But what am I lacking? I can tell you about all the things that I'm hoping for, but I'm lacking faith. Faith is the substance of the things that I'm hoping for. So here are my things that I'm hoping for. But I need faith to support it. I need substance. Faith is substance. So here is my faith. Now, if I bring faith to my things that I hope for, now faith is. Do you see it right now? Do you see this music stand representing faith? Now faith is. Right now, faith is the substance of the things I hope for. So now, when I have things that I'm hoping for, I take, don't you see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? It's supported by faith. There's stability. There's support. There's structure. I don't mean structure like a formula. I mean like a solidified like wall holding it up. There is support. Are my things hoped for now on the ground? No. What I'm hoping for has substance because I took faith and I said, all right, God, these are the things I hope for and I'm going to release my faith. And it's going to bring substance to the things that I hope for. Because now faith is the substance that faith gives you support. If you only have this, you're only going to get so far. and you're going to exhaust yourself day after day. But Lord, you keep knowing I have these needs. But God, you know what I'm believing for. But Lord, you gave me a promise, and you're just going to wear yourself out. You're going to frustrate your faith before you even have it supporting anything. So why don't we do what God says, and why don't we take the things that we've hoped for and give it some support with our faith? Because faith is the substance of the things hoped for. Amen? Amen. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that good? We need faith to support our hope. Hallelujah. Don't you have anything that you're believing God for today? Is there one thing, or maybe two? Something that you remember, and God, the Holy Ghost, has already brought it back up to you? Yeah, why haven't you talked to me about that in a while, he might be saying? It's because we need to get that faith support back up underneath it, like you did when he released that promise to you. Amen? Amen. Faith is confidence. It's assurance. It's support. It gives you the support that you need to continue believing him for the things that you've hoped for. Amen? Now faith is. And when do we do it? We do it now. We do it now. We do this now. I release my faith now. Now my faith is working. Now, in this moment, my faith is working. In this moment, my faith is supported. In this moment, my things that I've hoped for have support from the Word of God, from my faith. Hallelujah. Did you know that faith is also like a promised document? An original Greek that talks about faith being the substance. That substance is like a firm foundation. Yep. It's like a legal document saying, okay, this is what you have, Christine. This is what you're believing God for. Well, let's get the legal document underneath it that says, aha, now I have it. So faith is the substance. It brings the promise into reality, but you've got to support it with faith. You've got to support it, the things you hope for, with faith. If you just are wandering around and you keep talking about everything I'm believing God for, you might need to check up on your support system. Amen? And get that faith as your substance underneath it. It gives you the right to possess the things that you've hoped for. This brings confidence. That brings confidence. Whole lot more than the floor does when my things are dropped down. I like the support of faith. I like the fact that there's substance. I like the fact that faith equals substance, that it actually brings something that's more tangible for me to hang on to. I'm so happy that God gave me something to hang on to. He didn't tell me to necessarily hang on to this. He said, release this, put it with faith, and let your faith support that. This takes the work off of you. And it puts it onto his promises and the faith that you release. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. I hope that makes some clear sense. The word substance has two components. It means it's got the sub, which means, do you know what sub means? Under, right? And stance is a position. So when you've got your things that you hope for and you put faith down underneath it, right? It's a substance. Faith is a substance of the things you've hoped for. It's the position of faith, the substance of faith. Faith is the substance of the things you've hoped for. It's under, the position is under the things you've hoped for. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that just great? Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. All right, so what else is faith? Well, faith is the evidence. I mean, God is he's so amazing. He's like, let me tell you something else in case you didn't get it in the first part of the verse. He says, faith is the evidence. What is evidence? If there is evidence of something, there's proof. That's right, there's proof. So faith is the evidence of the things not seen. It's the proof of the things not seen. Well, I don't see it. I can't tell. I don't see it. So faith is the evidence. It's another equal sign. So if you're releasing your faith now for a certain thing that you're hoping for, there is spiritual evidence. There is spiritual evidence that backs up your faith. Because now faith is the evidence. There is spiritual proof. What we're saying is that God helps you in your faith And he provides ahead of time spiritual proof, if you will, which is evidence that the thing you don't see is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's faith is the evidence of the things not seen. It's the spiritual proof. Why do we say it like that? Why is it the spiritual validation or the spiritual proof of the things we don't see? Because we don't see it. Because you don't see it. If I could, if I'm believing God for a drum set, but it's right here, what am I believing for, right? I'm believing that there'd be a drum set right here to my side. Well, it's already there, right? So I don't really need that. I can just go over here and tinker around and do my thing, which I won't because I'd be too noisy. But if I'm believing God for something, I have my faith released. Now, it's the support, it's the substance of the things I hope for, but I have to release. It's a spiritual release. Faith is a spiritual release. So you have spiritual evidence released that God's going to have that come to pass. That's what evidence is. There's a spiritual proof. There is a verification. There is a confidence when you release your faith now. When you release it now. If you're sitting here today and you say, well, when I get home, I'll do that. Mm-mm. You do it now in your heart right here. Right here. Because if you're going to delay releasing your faith, then you're not according to the scripture. The scripture says now faith is. It doesn't say when you get in your car and go home. It doesn't say, well, tomorrow morning when you have your cup of coffee. And that's when you're going to release your faith. There's no, you release it now. It's when the Holy Spirit quickens it on the inside of you that there's something you're hoping for. There's something you're believing for. There's something you don't yet see. And he's speaking to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. He's speaking to you and say, now faith is. So what he's saying to us this morning, church, is that when we have things that we're hoping for, things that we don't yet see, and we think about it, it could very well be that Holy Spirit is speaking it to your spirit, and it's quickening up to your mind to think about it. It goes from, because we're spirit beings first, so it's spirit to spirit. Faith is not something you see. It is a spiritual experience, releasing our faith and having substance and having spiritual proof and verification. It's a spiritual act that happens now. So when you think about, I wonder if I should release my faith about, that's the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit, man, and bringing it up to your mind so it makes sense for you. And that's how Holy Spirit speaks to you, is he will, you'll say, but that sounds like a regular thought of mine. Well, of course, because he's a spirit to spirit, but how else are we going to know if, unless it comes up somewhere naturally, so that it makes sense, so we can do what he tells us to do. Amen. He's not trying to play hide and seek spiritually with us. So he makes things spirit to spirit, but then he also created it so that it can go up to a thought of, Christine, release your faith for that now. Put some substance to that now. You see how that works? It's a spirit to spirit experience first, but you'll get it possibly in your mind as well. And how do you know it's him? Because it's not something you thought about 5 years ago. It's not something you thought about 10 minutes ago, because faith is now. So when he quickens you now about something here and it goes up to your mind, then shouldn't we act on it now? Shouldn't we put our faith out there and put some support underneath it now? Yes, now. And so what Holy Spirit's trying to get across to us this morning, church, is don't delay the faith. Don't delay the faith. He says, now faith is. And remember, we read that we're not the ones that are going to draw back. We're not the ones that are going to draw back. We're the ones who believe. So then he tells us how to do that. Well, then how do you not draw back? How do you believe? He says, now faith is the substance. It's the support of the things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's the spiritual proof. Hallelujah. Did you know that faith is your faith released gives permission, if you will, for heaven to move?
Yes, that's right.
Did you know that? If you're walking around and you're saying, well, if the Lord wants it, or how about this one? Well, God knows. Well, God knows. Well, God knows. Of course he knows. But if he knows, then why did he tell us to release our faith? Why did he explain to us how to do it? Well, the Lord knows. The Lord knows the needs I have. We're basically just gibbering and jabbering and saying virtually nothing. This is what we're doing. Well, the Lord knows. The Lord, that one went far. That was obvious. The Lord, but God knows all my needs, right? So God is saying, but that doesn't get you anywhere. Thank you. Except exhausted, picking them up and running all over the church to pick up those papers. He says, no, I know, but you've got to release your faith. Amen. Amen. So, looking at that verse again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how does this work? Well, we've got our things that we're hoped for, things that are not yet seen. And we take those in our hand and we say, God, this is what it is. This is what it is. These are the things I hope for. These are the things that I've not seen. I said it before, I'm going to say it again, because why? Because the Holy Spirit brought it here, and now it's in my brain, and I didn't have it in my notes. Perhaps this is something that was spoken to you a few years ago. Maybe there's something that you were claiming and laying hold of in the spirit realm, and taking on, and I believe I received when I prayed that moment. And so for you, maybe for you, you need to say, I either have just dropped this and I've not been paying attention and I didn't realize that I didn't support it with faith all along. Or maybe God is saying to you that you just need to turn the switch of faith back on and get some support underneath it again. So this is not a let's press reverse and go all the way back to 3 years ago or whenever this was given to you in a promise. Faith is as easy as turning a light switch on in a dark room. You just make the change. And you go, Lord, I apologize. I'm so sorry, Lord. I've been drawing back. That's not going to be me. I'm not going to let this promise be destroyed. I'm going to be one who believes. So faith now is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And it places support, and it places assurance, and it places spiritual evidence and spiritual proof and validation behind what it is that you're believing God for. And that is how faith works. So let's let that sit for a minute. So how's your faith working for you then? How's my faith working for me? It's working. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. You know how to release your faith. When do we do it? Now. We do it now, not yesterday. If you did it yesterday, do it again now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Does this mean if I keep releasing my faith over and over again that I didn't have it in the first place? Look, that's between you and the Lord. My version of answering that, this is how I would answer that. I would say, I would just keep releasing it, and then one of these times it's going to stick, and I'm going to know when it did. Okay, I would rather just keep going and going and going and going, and then when my faith really is released, I'd be like, I got it. Praise God. I'd rather do that than be like, well, I can't release my faith again because I did it 3 years ago, and like, you're not supposed to repeat it. Mm-mm, come on, get out of religion. Get out of the mechanics. Let Holy Spirit have his way. Let him have his way and teach us. If we all had mastered faith, we wouldn't be having this sermon. I certainly haven't mastered it. Hallelujah. How about you? Let's look at verse 6, 11, 6. Hebrews 11, 6. So how do we know we can do this? Well, we know that what faith is, it's now. We know that it's the substance of things hoped for. It gives us support for the things we hope for. It also is the evidence of things not seen. We could say not yet seen. It's going to be spiritually proven that we can have this. There's validation to it. But then if you look at verse 6 in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Well, now, I don't know about you, but I am my worst critic. I am so forgiving for you. If you did something wrong, I'd be like, it's okay. The Lord is with you. Even if I was mad at you for a little while, first I'd talk to the Lord about you. And I would tell him that one of his daughters or one of his sons is really upsetting me. And I would tell him first. But then over like a Jack Flash minute, he'd be like, and what did I do for you? Right? You know, like he would sing that song to me, like, what have you done for me lately? No, I'm sorry. Okay. What have I done for you lately? Just change the words on me. Okay. And I'd be like, oops, sorry. And I would be like, when I think about what God has done for me and the things I've thought and the things I've done, I'd be like, yeah, I can forgive you. I can forgive you faster than I can forgive myself. That's just how I am. Some people are like, I'm so good, I'm so easy to work with. You on the other hand, like it's like flipped, right? So it just depends. But this right here says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So that means I've got to have faith if I want to make my father happy, right? If I want to make my father happy, I need to have faith. If I want to make my natural dad happy, I need to have food to give dad food, okay? That's one of the things that we do. Bananas, coffee, muffins, right? You all know that. You know that about dad. You want to make dad happy, give him food. Give him some coffee. Fire up the coffee pot. Give him some substance. That's right. The things he's hoping for. Hallelujah. And his faith works well in that area because y'all give him food and coffee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, for our Heavenly Father, we have to have faith in order to please him. But there's some aspects of this verse that we need to settle in our hearts. And the first one is that it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God, that's you, that's me, I'm going to come to God, must believe. But what am I believing? I need to believe that he is. I need to believe that he is. I need to believe that he is. I need to have it settled in my heart that when I come to God with my faith to support the things that I'm hoping for, so there's substance, so there's spiritual proof, there's evidence, there's validation to what I'm believing God for, I've got to believe that all of this has nothing to do with me and everything to do with him, because he is. Because now faith is and he is. So all of this is not a natural working and grinding and as they say in New York, schlepping, right? Whatever, however you spell that word, right? And so, but we all know what that means. If we were in Tennessee, everybody would be like, I'm sorry, what? What is schlep? Well, that's what we do every day we go to work, right? So, I don't know. Anyway, total Northeast moment right there. But you all know what it means, I think. So the point is that we need to, as we're releasing our faith, as I'm bringing my faith, the substance and the evidence of what I'm believing for and asking God for, I am at the same time, I'm saying, I can do this because you are. Because you are. I can do this, God. I have a means for the promises that you've given me or the things that I am believing you for, God. I can do that because you are. I have to believe that he is. Now, most of us don't have too much of a problem with that part of the verse. Faith believes that he is. That's the other part. It's the other part of verse 6. And this may be your block. This may be why it hasn't been manifested. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we know we need it, right? We know we need it to please him. And then it says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. But here's the other part. And, there's two things. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you're not settled on the fact that when I do this, it's gonna happen. Because God is so good. Because he is, because faith is now, because I've got support from the Word of God. I've got the answers and the promises from him. So not only is my faith going to work, hallelujah, when I have my things hoped for and not seen supported with evidence and substance, but I also know it's going to work because of two other things. Number one, he is, and number two, he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. So I'm going to be diligent about this. Because the word says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So watch. What if something's off? What if it's something's off? Well, I'm diligently seeking him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe he is. I got that down. I know you are, Lord. Most of us don't have a problem there. It's I have to diligently seek him. So if something's not working, I have to go, God, it's still not working. I know you're a rewarder, so I haven't gotten that yet. I haven't seen it manifested. That answer hasn't come in that way yet. So what's wrong? And he's going to tell you, adjust. He's going to tell you, fix it. He's going to tell you, clean it up. He's going to tell you, let it go. He's going to tell you, stop trying to be in control, Christine. That's mine. I'm a control freak. But not with other people, just with my own life. Stop trying to control. I'm not so much walking around trying to control, but my circumstances. And you know why I do that? Because fear tries to creep in. What if it all goes down? What if it all goes away? What if it never happens? No, that's me doing this. That's me. I'm like, but God, I'm believing you for this. It's right there. And he's like, look, it's falling off. You've got to adjust. So as I'm diligently seeking him in my faith, the adjustments can come. And he's a rewarder. So that's what happens. God is so good. He gives us an answer. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. If that's not convincing enough, let's talk about him. The one who is. Hallelujah. Verse 12, chapter 10, verse 12. I absolutely almost fell off my bed as I was studying this. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Pastor is in Schenectady, New York, filling in a pulpit. I didn't just kick him out and leave him home. I'm sorry. Just so you all know. He's good. He's well, but he's filling a pulpit for Pastor Stillinger up in Schenectady. We're praying for him, so I miss him, but he asked me to continue on in faith, amen? And remember last week he said, one strand at a time, one prayer, one verse, one, and I love that. I loved this last week. If you didn't listen to the message, get your strand out, because it took a lot of that works and that grinding and the schlepping away, and it just said, okay, I'm going to pray one prayer, I'm going to pray, read one verse, I'm going to confess one confession, amen? Okay, so look at verse 12. This is it. This is my new nickname for God. This man. I love it. But this man. I'm just going to walk around now, and every time I think about Jesus, he's this man. Hallelujah. I don't know. Maybe he just does something for me, but Jesus is this man. Hallelujah. He's this man. And it says in verse, I just think that is such an awesome phrase. It says, but this man. All right, come on. We're like, Jesus is the center of it all. He has all the same power, right? We sang it, that rose Jesus from there, is on the inside, that Jesus power. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down. This man, he offered one sacrifice for all the sins forever. And when he did it one time for every sin forever, he sat down. So if I'm a little bit nervous, or I'm a little bit upset, or I'm not really sure what's going on and why I can't see it, I'm going to go back to verse 6 in Hebrews 11. I'm going to say, he is. Who is he? This man. That's who he is. Who is he? Oh yeah? How do you know you're going to get it, Christine? Because this man is on my side. Hallelujah. This man. Praise the Lord. You're not convinced yet? Look at verse 13. From that time, what time? The time he sat down. From that time, what time? From the time he sat down. Waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. God is just up in heaven, and Jesus is at his right hand, and Jesus sat down, and he's like, enemies, right here. I just need a little footstool. Need a little footrest. Hallelujah. Footrest. Praise the Lord. Who's doing that? This man. He sacrificed one time for all sins forever, and he sat down next to God, and he's like, enemy under my feet. That's who this man is. You're not convinced about Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, that if you're going to have faith to please God, you got to know that you know who this man is. You got to know this man. You got to know that He is. He is the man that offered one sacrifice. He is the man that offered one sacrifice for all the sins forever. He is at the right hand of the Father God, and He has got the enemy, plural, enemies under His feet. Praise the Lord. Not convinced yet. I don't know. I don't think you're convinced yet. Verse 14. For by one offering, I think He's trying to make a point. Jesus only needs to do things one time. He only needs to do things one time. For by one offering, He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. That's me. That's me. I'm being sanctified. You're being sanctified. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He took care of everything that you've ever done and ever will do. Hallelujah. He's waiting for His enemies to be made His footstool. That one offering has perfected forever. Talk about me not having to be my own worst critic. Hallelujah. That frees me up to release my faith because I know who He is. Because I know who He is. Praise the Lord. I don't think you're convinced yet. I'm not convinced that you're convinced. Well, then try verse 15. But the Holy Spirit, okay, so one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to be a helper. So if we don't get it the first time by God, Jesus the second time doing everything that He did for us, He's like, all right, fine, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. So He's like, Christine, you didn't get it the first time. You're still not convinced who I am? Well, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit as a witness. And the Holy Spirit's going to come alongside of you as a witness for you. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Like, as if it's not enough just to have God and Jesus. He's like, the Holy Spirit comes along as your witness. Praise the Lord. For after He said this, and then He goes on to say about a covenant in verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them. So God is like spoon feeding us promises. Open wide, Holy Spirit says, open wide and take the medicine and swallow it. He says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them. So why wouldn't the Lord have the Holy Spirit bring things from mind to heart to mind to heart to mind? It says He would. So I didn't make that up. The whole thing that I told you before about the spirit to spirit and it jumps to your mind. The Bible tells us this. It's part of what the Holy Spirit helps us. And then He adds, don't you love verse 17? Look at that. And He adds, like, you're still not convinced. Then He adds, as if we didn't already know this from verse 12, it says, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That gives me the right to release my faith. That gives me the right to believe that He is. It's all about Him. Praise the Lord. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Isn't that so awesome? Oh my goodness, I'm so thankful for that. So we don't shrink back. We don't shrink back. Praise the Lord. We don't shrink back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it goes on to say, because you're not convinced yet, I can tell. It says in verse 19, therefore, brethren, in other words, like, wake up, church, because you're still not convinced, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So you have a right to do Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You have a right to please God with your faith. You've got the right to do that because He's allowed you to have that boldness to enter His throne room. So what are you believing God for, church? What is it that you need to pick up off the floor from a few years ago? What is it that you need to say, you know what? It wasn't just a thought. It is something that God wants me to release my faith on. I have a right to believe that He is. And I have a right to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Verse 20, I don't think you're convinced yet. By a new and living way, which He consecrated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. Verse 21, and having a high priest over the house of God. What do we get to do in verse 22? Let us draw near with a true heart in what? In what? In what? What does it say? Let us draw near with a true heart in what? Say it, say it, say it. In full assurance of faith. I mean, I got it. That's me. I got it. Full assurance. Because of this man. Because of the position He gave me. I have full assurance that I get to do this. Hallelujah. full assurance. You cannot convince me to draw back. Not going to happen, because I'm one who believes, because I believe he is. And I believe he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And my faith is pleasing God. Hallelujah. I get to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. My heart is sprinkled from an evil conscience. It's not about you anyway, Christine. He forgave everything you did. I told you I'm my worst critic. So when I get that settled and out of the way, it gives God a chance to move, because I'm out of the way. Because it's not about me. It's all about this man. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then verse 23. So what do we do? So once we've released our faith, verse 23 says, so let us hold fast to the confession. This is it. This is me. So when you're walking around this week, just picture me with this ridiculous music stand. This is me. I'm going to hold fast. I'm going to hold fast. Lord, I believe that I receive that healing. Lord, I believe I receive that direction. Lord, I believe I receive that wisdom. Lord, I know that you are helping me to make adjustments. And I know, God, there are strategies for my finances, even though my paycheck is the same. I know there are ways for you to do that. I know there are ways for you to adjust it. I know there are ways for you to help me make the adjustment. I'm going to hang on to the confession of my hope, the things I'm hoping for. I'm going to hang on without wavering. Don't I look ridiculous? Well, thank you. Praise God. But you know what? Sometimes you feel ridiculous. Sometimes you feel discouraged. Sometimes you feel like, but this is hard. This is uncomfortable. This is strange. This is not the normal way that I want to have my day going. Sometimes it just feels a little odd. But you know what? The things of the Spirit should be comfortable. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. Praise the name of the Lord. So let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Why? 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 Because he who promised is faithful. Because he is. Because he is. We're still talking about verse 6 of chapter 11, that we've got to believe that he is, because he's faithful. So when you get like this, and you're tripping over your confession, and you're tripping over the things you're hoping for, and it looks like they're hanging off, you're going to go, God, you're faithful. You're faithful. You promised. You're faithful. This is what I'm doing right now for certain things in my life. God, you said it. You would do it. I told you I was settled on it. I told you I believed you. And this is not easy, but I am going to hang on. I'm going to hang on. Church, you've got to hang on. Come on, church. We know too much, and we've been walking with the Lord for too long. When's the last time you had a miracle? When's the last time that God came through for you that like the way that he did for Vanji? Hallelujah. Huh? When's the last time? What, you got an old stale thing that's been on the floor now for 5 years? Pick it up. Pick it up. Turn the switch of faith on. Start meditating on who Jesus is. We have got to stop being lazy in our faith, because it's not faith. Laziness is not faith. Laziness is laziness. Faith is faith. Laziness is laziness. Pick it up. Turn the switch of faith on. And if you don't know how to do it, just start meditating on who he is. Just go back to verse 12 in chapter 10 of Hebrews and read all of that about who he is and what he's done and how he is faithful. Praise the Lord. Your faith gives the spiritual realm permission to act. Your faith gives the spiritual realm permission to act. Your faith gives the spiritual realm permission to act. Your faith gives the spiritual realm permission to act. It's spirit to spirit. It's spirit to spirit. How do you know? Because it's things I'm hoping for. It's things I don't yet see. And you can't see it either. So it's all in the spirit realm. It's all in the spirit realm, because it hasn't been manifested for you and for me to see it yet. So it's not reality. In the reality of the normal world that we know, it is reality in the spirit realm. So we've got to activate the spirit realm with faith. We activate spiritual things of heaven with spiritual principles. We do not activate spiritual things of heaven with natural principles. It will never work. So if you're walking around naturally saying, well, I hope this, or I'm believing for that, and you don't have the spiritual realm of faith supporting that, you're trying to access the things of heaven with natural means, and it will not work. It will not work. So if you feel frustrated this morning in your faith, if you feel frustrated in terms of where things are not for you, perhaps you need to adjust. Maybe you've got faith supporting something, but maybe you need to adjust, which means you diligently seek him. That's what verse 6 said in chapter 11, right? That he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If it's not working, it's not because of God. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if it's not working, it's not because of God. It means I have to change somewhere. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to diligently seek him. I'm going to meditate on who he is. I'm going to remember what he's done for me. I am not going to shrink back. I'm going to spend more of my effort and my energy, if you will, on seeking him diligently and meditating on who he is. And if you can't even get the diligent seeking part down, then I would just encourage you, just spend a few days just meditating, thinking, and reading about who is he? Who is this man? Who is this man? That'll get you going. That'll get you going. I'll tell you, your faith gives the spiritual realm permission to act. Hallelujah. So what's your thing that you're hoping for? What is your thing that you are yet to see? This week we encourage you, feed your faith and starve your doubt. Feed your faith and starve your doubt. So feed your faith according to Hebrews, as we've given you these scriptures. Feed your faith and starve your doubt. So when the doubt creeps in, it doesn't get to eat. When the doubt creeps in your mind, it doesn't get to munch on a snack. No snack. No snacking on doubt. No nibbles. No nibbles. Not just one. No. We put the bag of doubt off the counter. We're going to feed our faith and we're going to starve our doubt. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that this has been an encouraging word for you. We are not going to shrink back. Hallelujah. We are going to be those who believe. Amen. 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 So praise the Lord. Well, why don't you go ahead and stand to your feet for a moment, and then I'll have you sit back down. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. Hallelujah. Why don't you do what you need to do, church, to release some faith or meditate on who he is. Tell him about himself. Hallelujah. What did you get out of this morning's message? Can you say something back to him about it? Hallelujah. What did you learn? What are you going to do? How are you going to activate this? What encouraged you? Tell him about it. Tell him about it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, that we don't have to shrink back. We thank you, Father, God, that we continue on in the things of you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you've done. Forgave our sins once and for all.
All right, take a breath and keep going, because you've got some things to work out. You've got some things to work out. Hallelujah. We're going to believe to the saving of our soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. What I think, what I want, and how I feel. Your soul needs some saving. Ha ha. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about your spirit, ma'am. I'm talking about your soul.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, let's just give him glory. You can have a seat. Hallelujah. If you want to, you can have a seat. Praise the Lord. Today we wanted to strengthen your faith with one more message, a few more verses, a few more principles of faith. We're just going to continue on and continue on, church. Hallelujah. There's so much we could explore in this subject of faith. But it is a core foundation of who we are as believers. And so this morning's message was just one more strand of a message to strengthen your faith. And that's what we're really focusing on in this season until the Holy Spirit shows us to do something different. Could be after today, after next week, whatever he wills. We're letting him have his way, because we need to be strengthened in our faith. Hallelujah. We need to be strengthened in our faith. We're going to declare what faith is. We're going to declare that it is the substance of things not things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's going to strengthen us. And I know how to strengthen my faith because I know that my faith pleases God. And I also know how to strengthen my faith by meditating on the fact that I have to believe that He is. I know how to strengthen my faith by saying I also have to be settled in my heart that no matter what, He's going to reward me if I'm diligently seeking Him. One more verse, one more prayer, one more confession, one more day to meditate on this man. Can you do it this week? Can you do that? Can you strengthen your faith with one more verse, with one more confession, with one more meditation that He who promised is faithful? Can you strengthen your faith on that this week, church? I know you can because you're not those who shrink back and are destroyed in those areas of the things that you're believing God for, but you are those who are believers. You are believers, and you're going to hang on to your confession, and you're not going to let it go. And when are you doing it? Now. So it's not tomorrow. You're doing it now. And every time the doubt tries to creep in this week, you're going to starve the doubt and hang on to your confession of faith. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you're, you can go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes. And we always like to say that we give an opportunity for people to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. So if you're watching us online or you're here this morning and you desire to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, Romans tells us how we can do that. And it tells us in chapter 10 that if we confess with our mouth that the Lord is Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we would be saved. And this gives us the access into a relationship with God and into this relationship of faith. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you are one who needs to get serious about God and walking in faith or walking in your relationship with Jesus, or you want to accept Him for the first time, we would just ask that you see us afterwards and we will definitely pray with you. But we can pray now for those who might be watching us now or later on, and we can say, Dear God, thank You for Jesus being the Lord of my life, and I confess Him as Your Son. I believe with my mouth that You raised Him from the dead and that Jesus is Lord, and I am saved according to Your word and this confession of my mouth in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, go ahead and stand up again. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you with your heart towards the things of God, and we're going to continue on in the things of faith. We're growing up. We're growing up. We're growing up. I have decided that no matter what, I'm going to keep on growing because it's worth it. It's worth it. What's the alternative? Giving up? Mm-mm. Destruction? No. But we're not those who shrink back and are destroyed. We are those who believe. Amen. Do I have any believers with us today? Anybody in the house a believer? Hallelujah. Wave your hand at me. I'm a believer. I'm believing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to shrink back. All right, well, let's go ahead and confess our scripture over us, and let's release our faith, knowing that we hang on to this as a means of protection because it's His word spoken over you. Ready? Read. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121:7-8. God bless you. You are dismissed.